Welcome to the Squadcast, the official podcast of GenreSquad.com. We're your hosts, Robert Sutton.
And Sean Steele.
And this is the first time in a while we've done this.
At all.
But then also, we're doing it in person. So
we are staring dead in each other's eyes.
Yeah, it's really intimate right now.
Yeah.
Hey. Pretty fun, though. Yeah, hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
There's also a can here. How's it going, Rob? It's been a while.
Yeah, doing real good.
Yeah.
Real
good?
Not real good, but you know. Samesies, right? Same old,
right.
Don't have COVID, so.
No, that was just a regular cough.
Yeah, it was a regular cough. Very wet cough.
Yeah. COVID's dry, right?
Yeah. So things are going okay.
Yeah.
Just happy to be recording.
Oh, yeah. How long has it been?
December. Months? It's been since December.
God, yeah. Really?
Yeah. We skipped our top 10 for the year.
Oh, my God.
I think we're going to try to do that later as a bonus episode.
Sure.
But, yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be back.
I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah. Start doing this again.
I'm sure the listeners are as well.
Yeah. By the way, just want a shout out to the three or four people that are still listening to this podcast
weekly,
every week, even though we haven't put one out since December.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Why?
I appreciate you, though.
I wonder which ones.
We should start a Patreon. Keep getting that $5 a week, whether we do a podcast.
I'm fine. I wouldn't want to rip anybody off.
Yeah. So this week we're covering the Batman. Really excited.
Yeah.
For Matt Reeves' new movie, which we've already seen.
Yeah.
And then we're going to rank all the Batman movies.
Yep.
And then, we got a fun versus Batman versus Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the top five Batman movies versus the top five Spider-Man movies. I think it's going to be great.
Right. Yeah.
All right. You ready to get into it?
Hey, man.
Let's do our favorite thing of the week.
Yeah.
Favorite thing of the week.
Favorite thing of the past 3 months.
Well, yeah, whatever. You know,
we'll go with the week.
Yeah. We'll try to be as current as we can. Like,
yeah.
Because there are things obviously we missed. Boba Fett and
Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Righteous Gemstones.
Right.
Which I don't think you've watched, right?
I've not watched it yet.
Shameful.
I know. I'm going to get on it.
It's great. I mean, really great.
Really?
Yeah. Eric Andre, isn't it? He's super funny.
I watched the first episode.
Which, you didn't like it?
No, I loved it. It was just a thing where it's, I don't know.
You're not about comedy right now.
My wife was...
unimpressed?
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm putting every answer in your mouth.
She was just like, this show's like a this. Lot. This show's a lot. Like,
well, I mean,
I don't know. We don't do really well with embarrassment comedy.
Well, but you loved the first season, right?
Yes, I did.
She
did. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I mean, it's not terribly different.
I don't know.
Storyline wise, I feel like it's even better though.
Is it?
Like, yeah, there's an actual like through line.
Ninjas in it?
There are. Well, okay. Sort of.
Okay. I had heard that there were ninjas.
Motorcycle ninjas.
Someone had actually said it jumped the shark this season.
Like, oh, of course.
Yeah, someone that I whatever follow on Twitter.
Well, that's fucking stupid because it didn't jump the shark.
Right.
But I mean, people are always gonna have stupid opinions on the internet. So.
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of stupid opinions.
But yeah, I watched that. Obviously, we won't get into it since I don't want to spoil anything for you, but sure. It's fantastic. Peacemaker, fantastic.
Loved it.
Might be my favorite thing out of the three things.
Yeah,
I like it more than Boba Fett or...
It was kind of neck and neck for me for a while. And I mean, obviously, I love Star Wars. And there are two incredible episodes of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
that don't necessarily involve Boba Fett.
It's confusing, yeah. But I mean, I don't care.
Right.
Like, I know people are having a conniption fit over, like, it's called Boba Fett and he's barely in the show. But, right. Like, well, first of all, he's in the show.
Right.
All the time. They just happen to have two episodes where he's kind of not in the show.
Right.
One episode where he isn't at all, and the other episode he nods his head.
Yeah. Also, it sets up the finale, which was awesome, I thought.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Boba Fett rides a Rancor in there.
Like, he really does.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
Spoiler.
Sorry.
And yeah, I know it takes a couple episodes to do the whole Mandalorian Grogu thing, but yeah. You know, that's fun.
Right.
I like that a lot.
I mean, I flipped out for those episodes.
I'm not holding these shows to some kind of, like, if you don't have the name of the guy that's in the movie or in the show, the name of the title of the show in the show, we're fucking done. I can't even watch it. Like, I don't hold them to that standard.
Right.
So,
I appreciate
it. As long as it's a fun TV show, I don't give a fuck who is in it.
Yeah. And it was fun the whole time. So,
but I mean, it is all over the place. I will say that.
Yeah. Tone.
But I don't care about that much either. But Peacemaker is better.
Yeah. Like, Peacemaker, I mean, who knew, right? Like,
yeah.
And I loved the Suicide Squad.
Yep.
And I actually
watched a lot of it again.
Oh, really?
Suicide Squad.
I love all the people involved in the show.
Yeah.
But who knew James Gunn could make a TV show? Like,
well, yeah.
And make it incredible. Like, my wife was totally not on board for watching it at all. And then at the end of the first episode, she's like, I guess we're watching this now. Because,
yeah,
it was awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, surprisingly so. The finale has an amazing cameo in it.
It does.
Well, cameos, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like No Holds Barred.
Well, that's a different movie.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, there's, it's No Limits, you know, like.
That's a different movie, too.
Is there a movie called No Limits?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm actually almost sure there is. I don't know for sure.
What I'm saying is that there doesn't seem to be any constraints on the storytelling.
That's
in a way that, say, the Marvel TV shows do have.
Well, Marvel TV shows are, you know,
on Disney Plus.
I get it. You know, the constraints are from HBO, or non-constraints are from
HBO and Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers is just like, yeah, go do what you want.
Anything.
Yeah.
Psst. Jamil, you cool?
What does that mean?
Truth is, I'm supposed to be in prison.
For what?
Superhero stuff.
What superhero are you?
Peacemaker.
Get out of here! There's no superhero called Peacemaker!
Dude, I'm famous.
You're a born killer with expertise in every weapon known to humankind. I'm giving you the chance to stay out of prison and work for me.
Kill people.
Bad people.
You want to tell dirty Superman jokes?
Aquaman. That's fine. Jokes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Like, there are things involving Aquaman in the show that are pornographic.
Yeah. It's wild.
But yeah, it's fantastic. I've also been reading a lot, you know, mm-hmm. getting my readings done.
Sure. You do like reading.
I do. I love
it. You're a reader.
Finished Paul Tremblay's book, Head Full of Ghosts, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm nearly done with Grady Hendrix's latest Final Girl Support Group. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hell. I guess since then also I've read My Heart is a Chainsaw by Stephen Graham. Or Stephen, I'll get the name. Stephen Graham Jones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or Stephen Jones Graham, maybe.
Okay.
But that's been the best book I've read by far lately. So, yeah. It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah. So, no, I get it.
I've read a lot. But, yeah, highly recommend all three of those books.
Nice. I have not read anything.
That's okay. You don't have to.
I've read some comics.
There's no assignment here.
Like, sure.
But that's where I'm at.
They re-released the Matt Fraction Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So I read all that and it's still wonderful.
Yeah.
I've been reading through some Conan omnibuses. And catching up. I'm almost done with Scott Snyder's run on Batman. So, which are, it's a few years old now, but
what's that art?
Great stuff. What?
Like, what's the?
The Court of Owls stuff is in there.
Is it Court of Owls?
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Reading that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Batman dies at one point, and Gordon becomes Batman. And
Gordon?
Yeah.
I thought his son did.
No, it's Gordon. Like,
well, Gordon. There is a point though where like Damian
becomes Batman.
Becomes somebody does.
I don't think so.
I thought he did. I thought like his son, Batman's son, did.
No, not in that run.
Not in the run, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Oh,
it happened, right?
Oh, yeah, that was in Batman Incorporated. Yeah, Batman died in that period. That was after Final Crisis, I think.
I don't know.
And Dick Grayson becomes Batman.
Is it Dick Grayson?
It's awesome. Yeah, because Damian is Robin.
Oh, okay, that's where.
And it's a terrific, like.
And he's an asshole.
Total asshole. He's homicidal. Like, it's awesome.
Why would you let him be? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Super fun. Yeah, that's awesome. A Grant Morrison run. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Really, really recommend. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Wonderful.
All right. You want to get into this?
Yeah, sure.
Batman.
Do you have anything else?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I saw West Side Story this week.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily a musicals guy. Like, I wouldn't.
No.
I don't totally. Like, I do love some musicals.
You're not a song and dance man?
Yeah, I love Singing in the Rain and The Sound of Music and a lot of classic stuff. West Side Story was always I've never seen Hamilton.
Yeah.
West Side Story was always one that sort of like I missed for some reason. I don't know.
The
original one. Yeah.
The old version.
Yeah. And I literally just wanted to see this because it was a Steven Spielberg movie. And then everyone was gushing about it. And it's amazing. Like, it's probably his best movie since Lincoln.
Wow.
I would say. Just gorgeous all around.
You what's your favorite song?
You know, Somewhere, I think is what it's called. Okay. It's actually sung by Rita Moreno,
who's
holdover
was the
previous
original
cast. Yeah. It's a really beautiful moment in the movie. But the movie's very moving and has a lot of energy.
I plan on watching it this week.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I love it.
Just came out on Disney Plus.
Yeah. That's where I watched it. Yeah. So.
Even though you had it, right?
No, I didn't have it. It came out for sale and then and Disney Plus and HBO Max all in the same
and day. You were like, what's the point?
Yeah.
That's fair. It's on HBO Max too?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think it's this thing because it was a Fox release.
Right.
So they still get to release Fox stuff.
Also, why was it a Fox release if Spielberg did it? Did they have the rights to the
West Side Story? That's very possible.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing. Yeah, because Free Guy's on both platforms.
Hmm.
Also.
Oh, well.
And Ron's got wrong. Ron's gone wrong? Whatever.
Wrong, it's, Ron gone?
It's that, I don't know. It's a cartoon with a robot that's messed up or whatever.
I don't know, man.
My kid loves it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Anyway, you want to talk about some Batman?
I'd love to.
All right, let's do this.
And now our feature presentation.
So we're just ranking all of the Batman movies.
Yes, there are 12 Batman movies eligible for this list.
From worst to best, oddly enough, is what we're doing.
Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy, obviously, the two Burton films, the two Schumacher films, Lego Batman, Batman 66, Mask of the Phantasm, and Batman versus Superman are all
eligible.
Superman.
You're not doing Justice League?
I am not counting Justice League.
Okay.
That movie does not have Batman in the title. I wanted to stick to sort of like solo adventures, and that one by definition
is
a team up. So
yeah,
Batman versus Superman is iffy, to be honest.
It's a coin toss, but it does have Batman in the
title. A lot of Batman,
and he's in the title,
right? Yeah. So Dark Knight doesn't have Batman in the title, but you know,
I mean, what you call him. It alludes to Batman.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
we both know who it's about,
right? How about all the Spider-Man movies for the verses? Do they have to have Spider-Man in the title?
I think they all do.
Well, Into the Spider-Verse.
It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, is it Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? Yeah. Okay.
You ready to get into this?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let's talk about these classics. Here we go.
I forgot how you ranked this, so.
Here we go. Number 12, Batman and Robin.
The brave. The best. The beautiful. The bold. And the cold. Winter has come at last.
Can't believe it.
Batman and Robin, rated PG-13, starts Friday, June 20th at a theater near you.
That's fair.
Is it, though?
Next. It is fair.
It is fair.
Like, it might not be, like, what you would personally do.
Sure. Look, these bottom two, I could flip-flop on either. I mean, it's a
queen toss.
I could flip-flop. Look, we got Batman and Batman Forever is at number 11.
Also, let's be real. Like, people on the internet can make a case for any of these movies being the worst.
There's a lot of Batman Forever.
The worst and the best.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of Batman Forever stands out there, and I do not get it at all.
The criminal in question is accomplice in crime, a woman in danger, a partner in training, a hero in black. The adventure begins. Val Kilmer, Tommy Lee Jones, Jim Carrey, Nicole Kidman, Chris O'Donnell. Batman Forever, rated PG-13, starts Friday, June 16th at a theater near you.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
I'm not a stan. Uh-huh. I do think it's slightly better than Batman and Robin from a watchability way.
All right. Say something nice about Batman and Robin. Go.
George Clooney had a great career after Batman and Robin.
Sure. Say something nice about what
Arnold
happened.
Schwarzenegger is awesome in Batman and Robin.
He's very funny.
He's hilarious.
Like, he goes with that concept of what they're doing, which is basically the 66 show.
Yeah.
Totally runs
Chris with O'Donnell's it. Not doing that.
Right. Chris O'Donnell sucks.
He's in a different movie. Alicia Silverstone's in a different movie.
Yeah.
Alfred's in a different movie.
Alfred's okay. Like, Alfred's pretty, like,
Alfred's in his own little, like, arc of a movie.
He's very consistent through all four movies.
Oh, like, well, yes. Alfred. If what
Alfred
the performance he is.
Yeah.
I just mean, like, what's happening to Alfred.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I would say Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Michael Goff.
Aren't two separate movies.
Yeah.
Of course, Tommy Lee Jones famously hated Jim Carrey, so.
He didn't want to be on screen with him.
What was the line he said?
I'm
something about your Tom
Ford. Yeah, I hate you and everything you stand for.
Well, there's that part, yeah. I don't find you funny.
Yeah.
Would this movie be better if it was either a Riddler or a Two-Face movie?
I don't know that it would, because like it's like
still bad.
It's still bad, but like Schwarzenegger's the best part of that movie.
We haven't even mentioned Clooney,
who's kind of a non-entity, unfortunately.
And this is odd to say.
Yeah.
George Clooney is awful in the movie.
It's wild, because if you announce now George Clooney was gonna play Batman,
it'd be the biggest thing in the world.
Holy shit, that's amazing. Yeah, like if he was Batman in Batman versus Superman, you'd be totally pumped for it.
Like, George Clooney would be great, not in a gritty Batman movie,
yeah,
but in a more straightforward Batman movie.
Right.
He would be great, right?
Yeah. No, I get it.
But yeah, Clooney in a straightforward Batman movie, I think is
good. Like, there's a Batman movie.
Like a Dark Knight.
Yeah. There's a Batman movie I want, and I don't know if we've ever really gotten it. That's like this big, like, globe-trotting sort of... You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well, the closest thing you've come to is Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or really the Snyder movies, but.
Well.
But those are not good. You know, like.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, there's a weird thing. I don't know.
Well, the problem with the first four, well, not the first, but like Burton's and Schumacher's, is they just take place in Gotham. And Gotham is either too small.
Or too big.
Or insane.
Yeah.
Like it's some sort of like monolith.
Yeah.
Like,
huge statues.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Okay, so Batman Forever.
Yeah, which we, next up.
Batman yeah, Forever. Yeah. Same problems, really. O'Donnell's a little better, and Kilmer's a little better than Clooney.
Kilmer is better.
Yeah.
You still have problems, which Nicole Kidman is insane in this movie.
Yeah. I remember being a kid and being super pumped for this movie.
Oh, I was too.
And I liked it when I saw it also.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I collected the McDonald's mugs when they came out.
Oh, sorry, I remember when they announced Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's the right guy.
You finally got
That's the guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We were stupid.
Well, also, like, it's a thing where, look, the both of us grew up watching reruns of Batman.
Yeah.
The 66 show. And you wanted this sort of space in between Burton's films and
just 66
and the 66 show. Yeah, I think like you wanted like a big action adventure thing with Batman. I was probably too young, not too young for Batman Returns, but like too young to get it.
Yeah.
And coming off of Batman Returns, I was ready for something lighter.
Yeah.
Turns out I was wrong.
Well, you were right, but you just didn't get it.
Yeah.
You didn't get that movie.
Yeah. Well, like, here's the thing. There's some really great casting, but I hate Jim Carrey. Yeah. And Tommy Lee Jones is not good.
He's not good. He's, at least he's going for it.
He's going
for which it. Is something he might not have done.
That's true.
But yeah, the problem to me, the movie just falls apart with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He's just so like. He's in another universe.
Yeah. The amount of people online this week that have praised Jim Carrey is wild.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, fuck him. That's all I got to say about that. That's crazy.
It's just totally insane.
I just, you know, his Edward Nygma is just
great.
I mean, it's nails on a chalkboard for me.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is insane in the movie, but I kind of like him.
I get it.
You know, it's still weird.
It's hard not to like Tommy Lee Jones in a movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And Val Kilmer, you know, he's Val Kilmer. I can't tell if he's a better Batman or a better Bruce Wayne. Like, you've always got that thing where you're like, one of them is like, I can't tell him this because he's just playing it the same way.
Yeah.
I do love, my favorite thing in the movie is when Val Kilmer is solving a riddle. I love that.
He's just on.
He's just like awesome. He's like got it immediately. Yeah. And like you really feel like he is the smartest guy in the room.
But yeah.
Other than that, he's
kind of shit. Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman's just horny. She's playing horny.
So weird.
Like it's bizarre. Yeah. She just wants to fuck Batman.
The whole time. It's right. So strange.
I can't explain it.
Right. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Let's get to the good stuff. Here we go. Number 10, Batman versus Superman.
It's time. We have to destroy him. I have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns. You've lost. The bat is dead. Don't believe everything you hear, son.
Here. Experience it in IMAX, rated PG-13.
Yeah. Far as watchability goes of all these movies, this might be the least watchable for me.
You think?
I just do not
enjoy it. You legit don't like this movie.
I don't like the movie.
I think this is a very flawed movie, even the director's cut, which is better.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good Batman movie. And a really bad Superman.
It is definitely a bad Superman.
Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I think it's a really good Batman movie and a really bad Superman movie.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, and the problem is like,
and then the last third is an interesting Justice League.
Like, yeah, the Wonder Woman reveal is the best.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
It helps that it's just like a short burst of a thing.
Yeah.
I think the problem mainly, though, to me is like the first time you had Batman in this universe, it's to fight Superman.
Yeah.
And that for me is just like, it doesn't work well. Like, it's weird. Like, you're trying to make Superman seem like
the bad guy,
a monster almost. Right. Like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing he's supposed to be. But, you know, I don't know. It's just not for me. It's made for another type of person.
And they love it.
They do like it a lot. Yeah. And good for them.
Right. Just not for us.
You know, it's just not for me.
And the thing is, I love Superman. Like, and I like Man of Steel.
I like Man of Steel, too, because it is a Superman.
Right.
It's trying to make him, like, sympathetic and everything.
Yeah.
And...
Okay.
And plus, you have the Martha thing, right?
I mean, that's a that's a problem.
Yeah.
All right.
What do we got next?
Next up, we've got Batman 66.
Wow, low.
Brace yourselves for big news. The biggest.
Holy Hollywood, it's here. Batman the movie, starring Adam West as the Caped Crusader and Burt Ward as Robin the Boy Wonder, with the original Bat villains. Bat peril, Bat boats, Bat bombs. Bat gadgets, bat bits, and bat surprises.
And that's just a sample of the exciting exploits ahead in our first feature motion picture.
Batman!
You think?
Well, I mean, I guess in the scheme of things,
Well, but you want to put this one in there?
No. Let's just go with it.
Batman 66. Look, it's...
It's so lovable.
I love it. I do. Look, I like all of the rest of these movies.
Yeah. I could understand putting it low just because it's like, you know, it's a rough draft for something that we haven't gotten yet. But
yeah,
something that is possible. And well, I guess, you know, you actually do get it with Lego Batman, but in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just have such a soft spot in my heart for
this. I do love it. I still watch it. Like, it's perfect for what it is.
Yeah.
I
don't get the people, and I've heard on other podcasts, they're like, it's too long. It's long in the
too long? What?
Yeah, like...
It's 105 minutes, which is long for this type of movie.
But it's fine. Like, it works.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing I would be like, oh, yeah, get rid of that.
Right.
Because the stuff you can get rid of, like the romance between Batman and
Kitka. Yeah.
Like you can't get rid of that. That's iconic shit, man. That's great.
There's a look at the end when he realizes Kitka is
Batman,
and that song plays and he's just staring longingly. And it is so good. Like, it is so, it's brilliant comedy.
Yeah.
And yet, like, legit kind of sad. You know, like, it's all of these things.
Sure.
I tell you, I love Adam West. Like, I just love his Batman so much.
Adam West is the key, right? Like,
yeah.
Everybody else is just riding on his cloak.
It kind of, yeah, in a way. Like, this guy defined Batman for so long.
Well, I'm sorry, outside of the villains.
Sure. But, I mean, he defined Batman for so long.
Yeah.
And was such a huge pop culture, like, phenomenon. It's really strange. It's almost like Connery.
Yeah, think about it, though, man.
Yeah.
People love this shit so much that it took them till 1989 to do it again.
And he was mad he didn't get a call.
Well, yeah. Come on.
I know.
I get it, but come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Although, you know, at the time, Keaton, who knows? But.
Right. Yeah, the cast Michael Keaton, like,
I know, but you know, at least he was a younger.
Well, that's true.
But anyway, I love it. It's fantastic. Yeah. Cesar Romero's great. Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you know what's funny?
Portion
is when I read a Batman comic.
Mm-hmm.
All of the villains, I still hear in my head as
they're these voices. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's like you said, they're iconic.
Yeah.
Gorshin, especially, I think it's weird, hasn't been topped as Riddler. Like,
nobody has come close to him.
Yeah.
He's so good. And he's, I feel like, is the one that gets talked about the least.
Yeah. It's weird.
He's just like his like
manic thing.
He's
yeah.
manic. He's jumping around.
It's, the
he's
it's weird how much I love him and hate Jim Carrey doing this, doing a Frank Gorshin impression, basically.
Like yeah. Well, yeah. He's still a little restrained though,
right?
As compared to what Jim Carrey's doing.
Yeah. I just yeah. Man, this movie. It does have Lee Merriweather as Catwoman, who is the worst Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But. Sure. I still say Halle Berry is the worst Catwoman.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like,
I know of the show.
Of the show, yeah.
Yeah.
She's not Eartha Kitt or,
yeah, Eartha
or,
Kitt
or Julie Newmar.
They're both, they're, well, yeah. That's what, I never understood that. I've never like looked into why they couldn't
get They just couldn't get them. Well, Eartha Kitt had not been Catwoman yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
And then they couldn't get Julie Newmar for some reason. Like, she was doing something else.
Yeah. So.
All right. Moving on. Number 8, Lego Batman.
The Bat fans. Who's ready to follow Batman? Oh my goodness. I am so sorry.
How is he beating all of you?
Hi-ya! Gotcha.
So, I've seen you go through similar phases in 2016 and 2008, and that weird one in 1966.
I've aged phenomenally. The Lego Batman movie, only in cinemas.
We got another comedy on this.
Which I think that's the beautiful thing about Batman, right?
Yeah, he could be comedy or the darkest, darkest
movie. Or you could have anything in between.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, not to jump too far ahead, but there is a joke in the Batman, which is the grittiest fucking Batman movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And is hilarious. It involves a thumb drive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is yeah. so funny.
Yeah.
But Lego Batman. But
it's so know. Dark.
Well, it's still so, dark, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, Lego Batman.
It's really fun.
It's a fun movie. I'm still, like, I almost disqualify it.
You think?
Just because it is such a farce of a movie.
Sure.
Because even Batman 66 is like... It's still trying to be a Batman movie.
Just I know, but this is poking fun at the Batman convention specifically.
So, I know, but it's fun. Such is it is a farce. Plus, it becomes like a lot more.
Yeah, I know. Like Sauron's in this.
Yeah, and, like there's a lot.
Voldemort.
Shit.
And, yeah.
But I forgive it because it is great.
Yeah.
Will
Arnett's a really great
Batman. Will Arnett is about as good.
Yeah,
as you can get outside of
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, Conroy.
Yeah,
I love it, but I mean, it's I
Michael Cera's really fun.
I think it's almost to me, Lego Batman is almost like the smart ass's choice for their favorite Batman movie.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
So, that's why I don't have it higher or anything.
Yeah, like no, that. I know. But I'm like, fine. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
You know, this is a thing where our kids watch this all the time.
Well, sure.
And it's one of the few yeah. where I don't hate it.
They put it on, you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Like a Batman. Awesome. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the Lego movie, I think, as far as like this franchise goes. The first
Lego. I know. Yeah, I Lego, agree.
The first Lego movie.
I like Lego, the Lego movie too as well.
I do. But you like it more than this?
No.
Yeah. That's no, what I'm saying.
Lego movie's great.
Yeah.
It's legitimately great.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, we just won't. I mean, there's no point in trying to deconstruct the Lego movie.
All right, here we go. The nitty-gritty. Number 7. The Dark Knight Rises.
When you cleaned up the streets, you cleaned them good. Pretty soon we'll be chasing down overdue library books.
It'll liven up in a minute. Trust me.
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
Mr. Fox,
get me back in the game.
I call it the Bat. And yes, Mr. Wayne, it does come in black.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Now you're just showing off.
Rated PG-13.
Advance tickets now on sale.
In theaters and IMAX July 20th.
Okay. I think that's a perfect spot.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has like extreme edit problems. Like, it needs to be a longer movie, and it's already, like...
Almost 3 hours.
Almost 3 hours.
I see that. Oh, I know what you mean. Where like it'll just kind of jump.
God, it jumps.
Where, like, around, Batman's man. Just across the globe.
And yeah, and then he's back. And, like,
yeah.
then, like, you're supposed to have spent, like, I don't know, like, a month in Gotham, or Bane is like in control for like a month or something.
Yeah. And I think like, it's like 3 or 4 months.
Or yeah, like a long time.
Yeah.
And like, it just like, you have no sense that that's happened other than there's a resistance now.
Right.
Like,
on the other hand, you get Tom Hardy as
Bane. Tom Hardy's Bane is wonderful.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing impressions.
Well, Fire Rises. No, you're not going to
do it. No, I won't do it. I won't do it. I almost want to, but
that performance is so like
it's iconic.
Yeah, now, and especially like, God, I love whoever's doing Bane
in the Harley Quinn
show. On the Harley Quinn show. Yeah. It's just doing that impression. Like he's never gonna go back to like the Latino accent that he had on like the Batman animated series. Like,
yeah.
Because he's like a wrestler, you know,
or the no accent.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or the no voice he had.
Oh yeah, and Batman and Robin. Yeah. He's just this now. Like if you do Bane, you almost have to do this voice. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And like, he's fascinating. I mean, kind of like Ledger's Joker. He's just fascinating when he's on screen. Like,
yeah.
You can't.
He's easily the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
And like, I love the original complaints. Like, you can't understand him. Like, I have never had an issue. Mm-mm. I mean, yeah, you couldn't understand him on the plane when there was like a car, like a door open.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, but yeah, like, a door air blowing through and shit. I get it. And I always did love though Christopher Nolan's response to it, which is like, dude, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, he's perfect.
Right.
I love Catwoman in the movie. I think
Anne Hathaway is really super underrated in this movie.
And you know, Christian Bale's great and Gary Oldman's great as usual.
Yeah.
As Jim Gordon. So
let me ask, do we sleep on Christian Bale?
Christian Bale?
Yeah, as Batman. Like, I feel like people never want to pick him as their favorite Batman. And I think he's terrific. Like, people make fun of the voice thing, right?
The voice thing's always gonna be an issue.
Right.
But other than that, he's great.
Yeah. I showed my kid that we're actually watching The Dark Knight Rises now. Watched The Dark Knight this week, and there's a scene where it's just Batman and Fox talking to each other.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Doesn't he know that Batman's Bruce Wayne?" And yeah, and she's like, "Why is he doing the voice?"
It's just a thing to have. He's method.
Yeah.
Like when the cowl's on, the voice goes.
Batman. Yeah,
that's got to be rough too.
Yeah, like, talking like this, like, it had to hurt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, cool. I wish there was a scene where he's just putting a lozenge in his mouth. Or
I don't know if we talked enough about Affleck, but like, I will say that's one of the things I like was the voice modulator thing.
We didn't talk at all about Affleck's Batman, which I think is fine. I think it's perfectly fine.
He's a really good Batman. I wish he had been in an awesome Batman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about it. My favorite performance of his is Justice League.
You think
Batman? Yeah. I just like him as a collector of like superheroes and shit.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
But yeah, although it has the worst post credit scene ever.
The one with the Deathstroke?
Joker. No, the Joker.
Oh God, yeah. Well, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, But the problem with all the Bell ones outside of Batman Begins is like. And it's
oh, the villains are totally,
the villains are so much better.
Yeah, they just totally overshadow him.
Yeah. Luckily for in Batman Begins, there's barely a villain. So
right. Well, that's a real Batman. Like that's it and another one we're gonna talk about.
But I mean, I have no huge problems with Dark Knight Rises. The problem is it's just not as good as those other two movies.
It's a letdown, especially after the Dark Knight.
Yeah. I mean, what were you going to do though?
Right.
Like,
you know, it's sad because it came out
lost.
It also came out the same year as Avengers.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt like the wind was kind of taken out of its sails.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And like I said, you lost Heath Ledger.
Right.
Which you could have had some really fucking amazing cameos in that with Heath Ledger. But Right. Which I'm not even sure they would have done anyway.
But. Right. Moving on. Speaking of Bale, we got Batman Begins at number 6.
Nice car.
I should see my other one.
Don't make survival suit for advanced infantry. Gas powered magnetic grapple gun.
What is that?
Backup.
This guy dresses up like a bat. Clearly has issues.
Rated PG-13. Starts June 17.
I rewatched most of this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's really good.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. Like,
there are problems.
Batman is a ninja. Like that whole thing.
That's though. Awesome. Yeah. Like I could have watched like just the whole movie of that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, but I mean, this has all those lines though, right? Like swear to me.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said though, he doesn't have a great antagonist in this.
Yeah, I mean, Scarecrow's a weird entity in this movie.
Yeah, Wilkinson's fun.
Wilkinson's fine. He just goes away so soon.
Yeah,
like, and then you have Ra's al Ghul. That I mean, he's barely in the movie.
Yeah.
The
fun thing about this is that you hadn't seen stuff like this before from Batman. Like the sequence where he and the sequence where he takes out those gangsters at the dock is like a horror movie sequence.
Yes.
Where you barely see him and he just I do wish this movie had better fight scenes.
That's just the product of his time.
I know,
right? Like that freaking
shaky cam and like you see like an elbow here and stuff and then like everything's done. And
it's like the difference between this and the Batman though, right?
Yeah.
Like where Batman, it just shows you.
Right. Everything he's doing and it's brutal.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Also
why Affleck was kind of a revelation at the time. Cause like Affleck has that one fight scene in Batman versus Superman where he's just destroying guys.
Oh, you're talking about the introduction?
No, there's like a warehouse fight toward the end where he has to save Martha.
Oh yeah.
And it's like from Arkham Knight. Like it's like
I've always though, outside of this new one, loved Batman's introduction in Batman versus Superman.
Oh yeah, where he's like a horror movie guy. Yeah.
I do hate though that he brands them, but
what do you do?
Yeah.
He's on the edge, man. Yeah. That's why Superman has to stop.
Sure. But Batman Begins, Liam Neeson's awesome.
Liam Neeson is great.
He's just not young. There's not enough.
Yeah.
Ken Watanabe is awesome, but again, that's even less so.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh, we just got Ra's al Ghul, and they killed him. Like,
oh well, yeah.
It's very strange.
That is a nice twist, though. Like, I've always thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Like, there are things I love in the movie. I think Katie Holmes is underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's fine in the movie.
There's a really fun car chase.
Yeah.
This one gets to be more comic booky than the other two.
Well, he fights through Arkham too to save Rachel and
all
that shit's great. It is a very comic book like premise too. Like they're poisoning the water supply with fear toxin to destroy the city.
Yeah.
But then they use something that would have killed everyone in the city to stop it. But
this is the funnest one of the three, I feel like.
It's the most adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he has so many good lines. So I keep forgetting. Like, the very beginning when that guy comes to like, fight him in the prison, he's like, what are you? Your practice.
Oh, yeah,
like, that's such a cool thing to say to somebody if you're going to beat him
up. Protection. I don't need protection. Protection for them.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Does it come in black?
Yeah.
Well, see, though, this one's written by David Goyer.
Yeah.
Right? Just straight up written by David Goyer. So, like, it's got all that, like, who was coming off Blade.
Yeah.
So, it's got a lot of quips. Yeah, it's got a lot of quips.
It's quippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. This movie was seismic when it came out. Batman at number 5.
Guy. I'm Batman.
Wait till they get a load of me. Only one will
the Night, rated PG-13, June 23rd.
I mean, if you're talking about like
iconic,
iconic things that happened, like that changed everything.
Yeah.
Batman would be number one. Like 89 Batman was like revolutionary, right? Like,
yeah,
that's wild shit. Like,
here's the thing, I love all of these movies. Like, it's really splitting hairs to like,
yeah,
rank these things. And yeah, Nicholson in this movie is incredible.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton. I mean, what can you fucking say? Like, he's so good, they're bringing him back.
Yeah. Like, the thing about Michael Keaton, thank God we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
Because they might have destroyed the whole thing before it even, like...
Like they did with Affleck.
Yeah, they did with Affleck. Because Michael Keaton is wonderful.
Yeah.
In both Batman movies that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when he's cast, you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Like, I guess I just have to... You have to trust Tim Burton.
Right. And who was doing that? Because he had just done Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice.
Yeah. He's perfect.
Yeah.
As Bruce Wayne. Like, he plays the greatest Bruce Wayne, I think. And he's Batman.
Yeah. You know,
he even says it
several times.
Like, they ask it.
Yeah.
He says it.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fight scenes are
what they are. Well, because he's wearing a giant thing of plastic.
Yeah, they hadn't figured out how to do that suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a samurai quality to the fight scenes where he doesn't move very much, but like he just does the like one punch and takes the guy out.
Yeah.
Which is still kind of fun to watch.
Well, it's like Batman is supposed to be able to just destroy people with like one punch, right?
Yeah.
And he does start murdering people eventually.
Okay.
In other movies, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care so much about
that. May murder people in this? I'm not sure.
I can't remember if he does this or not.
I don't know if it's accident or what. He kills that one guy in the bell tower, I know. Like,
He falls. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Batman, first movie I ever saw in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Super important to me. Love it, Michael Keaton. That's my Batman.
Sure.
I hate when people say that. That's why I say
it. You know, there was a moment where I was sitting in a doctor's office and looking through a magazine
and there he was
in that costume. And like up to this point, my only Batman thought was Adam West, right? Where I was watching the reruns on the Family Channel at the time.
Oh yeah.
Like, because they were playing them every, like two a time, you know, every day.
Yeah.
And I adored that show. And then here's this costume. I'm like, oh my God. Like it just changed everything.
Well, this can be Batman. Because we hadn't read.
I hadn't read The Dark Knight Returns.
The Dark Knight
Returns. I was a kid.
Like we didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
I remember going on vacation. And of course, it's just driving to my uncle's house in another part of the state. But we stopped at the gas station and I saw a comic and I picked up a comic book and on the back of it, it just had the logo with the date. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I fucking went and got a Batman symbol shaved on the side of my head. It was the thing I was most excited for ever.
It was awesome. And yeah, like I said, it changed everything.
Yeah.
All right. And then
Jack Nicholson, of course.
It's really
a Joker movie.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But
you know, the funny thing, he's kind of doing like a really demented version of what Cesar Romero's doing, but it's awesome. Like you know, like
Vicky Vale.
Yeah. What if Joker was really homicidal? Like you hadn't seen that on screen before.
Pop gun.
All right. Number four. Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
Now, are you ready for the biggest, most exciting action-packed animated movie ever on the big screen? Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. The Dark Knight fights his most awesome villain, the Phantasm. Plus, faces every danger the crime-ridden streets of Gotham City can offer up. Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, rated PG. Starts December 25th, only in theaters.
Yeah. This is one of the perfect visions of Batman. Like, first of all, Batman, the animated series.
It's got a lot of things going for it.
Yeah. It has that cast, which look, I mean, pound for pound, Kevin Conroy and
Mark Hamill,
like those are,
that's iconic.
Yeah.
That animated series might be the best Batman thing
ever,
yeah, of all time. Mm-hmm. And this is like a good, you know, summation, nice bottled version of that.
Yeah.
It's a good runtime, 75 minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's like I said, it's like a nice bottled version of what you liked about the animated series.
Right.
So,
it's like you said, you're old enough to know, like, to have been around to say that this is the best Batman movie. Like,
Yeah. And it's hip to say now that this is your favorite Batman, but
right.
I mean, it is great. There's no doubt. There's great Joker stuff in this.
There's a scene where he's fighting Batman and he reaches back and there's a big thing of bologna and a knife.
Or knife, yeah.
And he pulled out the bologna and it's Batman. Course, with it.
That's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I love
it. That makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's really good. Like, I mean, it's hard to argue. There's a few of those, though, of those Batman animated movies that are really good.
Yeah.
This is the best one, but yeah.
No, I dig it. I love
there's a Mr. Freeze one, I think.
It's really good. I like Under the Red Hood a lot.
Yeah, Under the Red Hood's great.
Yeah.
Even that Batman Beyond movie.
It's awesome. Yeah. All right. Number three. We're going with Batman Returns.
That's fair, I think.
Abandoned as a child, I want to find out who I am by finding my parents. Now he unleashes his rage, determined to overtake Gotham by destroying its greatest hero, Michael Keaton. What do you want? Danny DeVito. You don't really think you'll win, do you? Michelle Pfeiffer. Batman Returns, June 19th, directed by Tim Burton, rated PG-13.
I love this movie because it's so weird.
Yeah. I remember I was laying in bed watching they used to do a thing like the summer movie preview or summer previews where they would show you TV shows that were going to come out, new cartoons and new movies.
Right.
And I saw like this and I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, it was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Like Danny DeVito, he both scared the shit out of me and like made me like kind of want to watch him.
Sure. And
he also grossed me out a little.
Yeah. Well, I think he's supposed to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's disgusting.
He's incredible, though.
This movie, it took, because I watched it and I'm like, this is so weird.
Right.
And like, I was like, I kind of rebelled against it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later, you start watching it and you're like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah.
There's something to say for a movie, right? That is what the director wanted to do.
Yes.
Like when they make the movie that they want to make, it's usually good.
This is a full-on Batman. Yeah. Or a full-on Tim Burton.
This is Tim Burton's Batman comic.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. It's great. It's Christopher Walken. Like Michelle Pfeiffer's amazing.
I mean, Pfeiffer is the best Catwoman.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, I love, here's the big thing, is that like all three villains, you got Penguin, Catwoman, and Max Schreck.
Yeah.
Who was originally going to be Harvey Dent, but then
the Billy Dee Williams thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why he signed on.
Yeah.
Like, he was supposed to come back, and I think the studio didn't want him.
Yeah.
Black,
probably.
I mean, who knows?
Probably.
But each one of those is a facet of Batman's personality.
Yeah.
There's a freak, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the
billionaire.
Yeah. And then there's the leather fetishist that's out for revenge.
Yeah.
Like they all encompass something about Batman. And I think nothing's ever been able to match that storytelling in any of the other Batman movies. And I just find that fascinating. And then I think Keaton's funnier in this.
Yeah.
I think people, I don't know, people really like to underrate this one. And they talk shit about how, like, Keaton's not in it very much, but, like, he's in it fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've never watched it. Where's Batman?
Yeah.
I think that's just something people who want to find an issue with the movie.
Right.
I think he has the most chemistry with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
You know, than Batman has with anybody.
Yeah.
In any of these movies. Yeah, they have great like one-liners back and forth. I love how dumb Max Schreck actually is.
Sure. You get full Walken in this?
Yeah.
Also, you get Chip Schreck.
Oh, who's doing Christopher Walken.
Yeah, who I love. It's a Christmas movie. There's just so many things. The production design in this is full-on Tim Burton, whereas like, you know, you could mistake the Gotham in the original movie as kind of like a real city, sort of. Just a gothic, but real city.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be the case. Like, these are sets. Like, but they're beautiful looking?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Number two. We've got The Batman.
Maybe this is all coming to an end.
Do you think it is so much
longer? It can be cruel or blind.
What have you done?
How are you
doing? Which is the brand new movie by director Matt Reeves. Mm-hmm. We were both bowled over by this fucking movie.
Bowled.
Yes.
The longest movie on this list.
Yeah, 3 hours. You know what? I don't think it feels like 3 hours. Like,
you know, there are moments where you're like, the end where like
the last 20 minutes starts up and you're like, ooh. Well, that's because the movie feels like it's over.
Yeah,
at a certain point, and then it's not over. Like,
yeah.
And then there's a lot of stuff to go.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get into Pattinson. Mm-hmm. I think is
a great Batman.
Yeah. Really great.
Which Batman is something goddamn. Could you imagine saying that
10 years ago?
Like, during Twilight, right?
Yeah. But he spent the last decade being in films
He's obviously a great actor.
Yeah.
And
proves it here.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say yet that it's my favorite Batman movie because I just have, there's history with The Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
But man, goddamn, it might be the best Batman movie. When I say that, I mean
the movie about Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. He's Bruce Wayne so little in this movie.
Mm-hmm. I think that's on purpose, too.
Yeah. Like, he's mostly Batman in the costume. Like,
well, even when he's not in the costume, he's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think again, like that's I feel like that is 100% on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go into too many plots because I know a lot of people haven't seen this movie yet.
I will say this. This is absolutely my favorite Gotham City so far.
Oh, it looks like fucking Gotham City from a video game.
It is a real shithole, first of all. But it looks like a real city.
Yeah.
It doesn't just look like New York. Like, I know they filmed parts of it in Chicago. A lot of it, apparently, they shot in Liverpool just because they wanted different, like, different looking architecture and stuff. I just think it's the Gotham City from my nightmares. Like,
yes. Well, there's a shot at the beginning of the movie where it's huge. Gotham City looks huge. And you're finally like, that, okay.
Yeah.
Now I understand why Batman can't be everywhere at once.
Right. Yeah.
Because any other of these movies, you're like, well, he can get from A to B in like a second.
Right.
But in this movie, you're like, logistically.
Right.
Like, he does need to instill some fear in people.
He also doesn't have he doesn't have the plane. Right. You know, like, because, like, well, Batman has all kinds of resources, right?
This is just the second year of Batman.
Yeah.
And he's rich, but he doesn't have, like, this technological,
Right. He does have a really fucking cool-ass car.
Oh, man, that car. And the introduction of this car is, like, the best introduction to a Batmobile.
It's like he's driving Christine.
Yeah.
Like,
God damn, that whole scene is just amazing.
So good.
But he's mainly riding a motorcycle in the movie, and a regular motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's grounded, but it's not, like, it's just so good. It's gritty, but it's also kind of funny.
Is this the best introduction of a Batman on screen.
When he walks, you mean walking out of the darkness into the light sort of thing?
So basically, this versus the dock sequence in Batman Returns, or in Batman Begins, right? Yeah.
Which is weird because almost feel like you've already seen Batman 100 times before that dock sequence.
Yeah.
But you haven't.
Right. And then there's the Batman, there's the opening of Burton's Batman.
And then Batman and Batman versus Superman.
Right. So is this the
Which
best?
Is a good one.
It is.
But I do love just like the ominous, like kind of
walking out of that hallway, man.
It's like, very like
you hear his footsteps.
It reminds me of Inglourious Bastards with the bear Jews like coming out.
Yeah.
But scarier.
Yeah. And these gang members are like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, it's so good. And then he beats the fuck out of him.
Well, my favorite too is they set up three scenarios, right? Because he's talking about like, and this is at the very beginning of the movie, because I don't feel like this is really a spoiler.
Yeah.
But he's talking about like he has to instill fear.
Yeah.
In order to like, you know, take care of the things that he needs to take care of versus the things that he can just, people can see a symbol and be afraid.
Yeah.
So he sets up three things and you're like, man, I sure hope he doesn't show up and just beat up those guys who are doing graffiti.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's perfect because he does show up.
I mean, the guy that robs the grocery store, like that.
I mean, that's bad.
Guy. Yeah.
But like
these other guys, they're really up to no.
But you have a group of guys put dressed like clowns.
Yeah.
Or painted up like clowns that are gonna basically kill a guy.
Yeah.
And it's goddamn, the first fucking fight, like you just immediately get it.
Yeah.
Like he's just not fucking around. Right. Like he's brutal. And it's
something. Yeah.
Like I can't say enough good things about this.
It's movie. So it's, well filmed. Well, we haven't talked about the detective angle, right? This is the first time where you've really seen.
Yeah.
He's Batman, working the detective.
Working with the police. Like there are a few scenes in like, say, The Dark Knight where he's like around Gordon when they're doing like police work.
Well, he's doing gadgety stuff. He's doing the thing with the bullet like, oh,
and that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. But this, he is in a room full of police. He's around police a ton in this movie.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And this movie
he's
just
looking at old files. And
the thing that works for the Batman the most, I think, is it just is doing things that you've always wanted to see in a Batman movie.
And somehow haven't in 10 previous movies. Yeah.
Well, that's fair. That's the great thing about Batman, though, too, as a character.
Well, this is the first time, really, because you always thought of Nolan's movies as really gritty, right? Oh, man, those things are like, you know? And then, no, like, compared to this, those movies are like James Bond movies. Yeah. Like, because he's got gadgets and he's going to different countries and he's like, you know, like... Those are big epics, but this is like an epic, like Seven is an epic or Zodiac.
Like, I feel like this is the first street level Batman
that we've got. Really street level.
Like, because, he doesn't really have any gadgets in this.
Right.
Like, besides the eye thing where he's like recording everything.
And he's really just fighting gangsters and a maniac.
And this is the first time, too, I feel like that you've gotten the Batman that's you think is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like he's fucked up. Like he's keeping diaries of everything. Like almost the same way the bad guy in the movie is.
Well, I mean, obviously, like the narration at the beginning is very
true. Oh god,
Travis Bickle, right?
It's almost like Rorschach, right? And that's the beautiful thing about the movie is the redemption angle of saying, yeah, that's probably the wrong way to do this.
Yeah.
And you know, we saw Ben Shapiro's response where he's like, this isn't Batman. I'm like, oh fuck, I think I think you're identifying yourself pretty well here, pal. I think you might be on the Riddler's side,
right? Yeah.
It's wonderful. I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to.
Right. It's a 3-hour noir movie starring Batman, like a
serial killer movie.
Yeah.
Man. Like he's the bad guy's the Zodiac.
Yeah.
In this movie. Yeah. Like he fucking is straight up.
Riddler is straight up the Zodiac. Yeah.
He's straight up murdering people. Yeah. Like he's a
and it's scary shit.
Yeah.
That opening scene, I was like, oh, I'm not going to take my kid to this because Riddler beats a man to death in the first scene.
Like, and then it gets worse.
Yeah.
When he does like the videos. It's even scary.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah. This isn't a family friendly movie.
Yeah. Really glad it's gonna make $1 million.
Yeah,
really good. I want to see more of them.
Yeah. Well, he signed on for two more.
Yeah. So
hopefully.
All right. Number one, The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I mean,
I need a new suit.
Three buttons is a little 90s, Mr. Wayne.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
Where is he?
July 18.
What are you gonna say, Heath Ledger? I watched this again the other night, and it's the perfect movie. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is in the running for me. Top two or three of the century, like the 21st century. It still works for me every time.
Mm-hmm. This has been like consistently since I've seen it, my favorite superhero movie.
Yeah.
Now. The Batman has a chance
mm-hmm.
to overtake this with time. We'll see.
Right. But
I mean, this movie, when goddamn we saw it the first time, was just like,
it's epic. Yeah.
A revelation. It's like finally you can do a great superhero movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What can you say about The Dark Knight that hasn't already been said?
Yeah, I know. I just,
Heath Ledger's really good in the movie.
I tell you, my favorite scene in the movie doesn't have Batman and Joker in it. It's the fucking boats. Like
the boats.
Yeah. And you know, it was incredible showing this to my kid the other day. Cause she'd never seen it. And she's eight. So I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was gonna be too much.
Well, that's fair.
But yeah, I mean, the whole time, like that sequence especially, she's like, no, don't kill anyone. You know, like mm-hmm. she got the moral complexity of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's beautiful, like the criminals are the ones that are like,
yeah, we're not doing this. Yeah, yeah. Like, what a great movie. And like, I love that Harvey Dent represents Gotham City and how mm-hmm. it's a battle for his soul the whole time between these two combatants. I mean, what are you going to say about Heath Ledger, right? Like,
well, I'm not, you know, the beauty of the movie
mm-hmm.
is that Batman doesn't defeat the Joker.
Right.
That humanity does. And there's something really nice about that. Like he's swinging there, just waiting for the big boom to happen.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. It's just so demoralizing to him.
Yeah.
He can't understand it.
Right.
That's great. I love that.
What a movie. Like I can't even like, I get emotional thinking about it.
Just that's a great movie.
Yeah.
It legitimately should have won the Oscar that year.
I think so. Yeah.
Like legitimately. That's not like a fanboy thing. That's like this was a really wonderful movie.
Yeah. I don't even what won that year?
I can't remember.
I don't even know what won. Like
well, that's the thing, right? Like then
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Where's Spider-Man? Spider-Man's coming swinging in.
Yeah. Here. Oh, shit. To fight Batman.
To beat the shit out of Batman.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you, Batman. You just fucking regular detective, bitch.
He's got superpowers.
Golly, all right. Really went dark.
Who wins in a fight between
Spider-Man wins?
You think so?
Like just a fist fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Just like it was like you're like Superman would easily win
sure.
in any Batman fight. Sure.
I've seen Batman beat Superman. I know
because it says Batman on the cover of that comic book. But in any fight. Any fight, all he has to do is fly a story up and shoot lasers at Batman.
Sure.
Spider-Man wins in a fight against Batman. He has superpowers.
So you think, all right, let's say that Ben Affleck's the best fighter here, right?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, versus Tom Holland.
Yeah.
You think...
Well, are you talking about, like, the actual actor Tom Holland fighting
no, Ben Affleck? No, I'm just saying, like...
I'm talking about a guy who was bit by a radioactive spider.
Sure.
And thus has
super strength. All the training in the world. Like,
all Spider-Man has to do is punch him one time. And he knocks him out. It's over.
All right. Agree to disagree. Anyway.
Are you high?
All right. Here are the top five movies that, for each hero that we're putting in. We have The Dark Knight, The Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Mask of the Phantasm, and the original 89 Batman.
I love the way we're just with Batman, The Batman, Mask of Batman, Batman, The Batman.
Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. We have Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. So those are our five for each film. And all right, so
do we want to do the ranking first?
Yeah, let's do the ranking first. Okay. And then we're going to do individual matchups. We haven't done a versus in a long time.
Yeah.
All right, at number 10 here we have got Spider-Man Far From Home.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Far From Home's a good movie, just kind of a little bit of a letdown from Homecoming.
Yeah.
I've rewatched it both of them recently, and yeah, it just is. It's still fun.
There's some really fun stuff.
The problem in that movie is the same thing that's always a problem, is the bad guys. Just a little, like, Mysterio's fun, but like, it's weird. I mean, it's weird. The elemental thing not being real.
This is the weird thing about the Spider-Man Rogues Gallery. Like, here's the thing.
Oh, here we go.
No. Here's what I'm saying. I love No Way Home. Mm-hmm. No Way Home, right? Because that's like all the rogues together.
Oh, yeah. No Way Home.
Okay. Yeah. That's all the rogues together. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like together as a unit, incredible. Individually,
incredible.
Maybe less incredible.
Some of them are.
Some of them. I mean, sure. I love Doc Ock and I love Green Goblin.
Yeah.
And then there's a big drop off.
Well, okay. But Batman versus Penguin by himself isn't much of a fight.
Sure.
Like,
I get that.
That's, you know, they have to put at least three fucking Batman villains in every movie. Have you ever noticed that?
Not in the Joker movies, but that's a...
The Joker? Well, not the first one, not sure. Batman 89, but...
What other villains in Dark Knight?
Two-Face?
Oh, well, that's true. That's at the very end. Come on.
He's in the goddamn movie.
All right. But yes, this is a good movie. I gotta say, I really like Gyllenhaal as Mysterio in this film.
He's really charismatic and good.
The thing is, like, you can buy the twist. Like, if you hadn't read a Spider-Man comic before and didn't know Mysterio was a villain, you'd buy that twist. Like,
but to me, that is also a problem,
right? Because
there's not a lot of people that didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
That he was going to be a bad guy. Yeah. There's a few, like we watched it with Jamie's sister, Jenna, the other night, and she was like fucking floored.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but the great thing is, if you don't know about Mysterio.
Here's the thing. The magic of the MCU is that they make these villains work at all. Mm-hmm. Because I've been reading Mysterio. Hated. In comics, yeah, and I'm like, man, Mysterio sucks. Like
illusion.
Yeah, what, this is what you're coming with? Yeah, totally works in this movie. So
you're right.
All right, number 89 Batman.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, look, these are all great movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a starting off point. It's a, you know. We don't even have the original Spider-Man in here.
Right.
So I think
so. That, it's better than that. That
in and of itself is enough.
Well, I think we talked about whether you wanted Spider-Man or Far From Home in there. And I think Far From Home, I think
Far From Home is just a little better.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yeah. There are things about the original Spider-Man that don't, you know.
I mean, Green Goblin's costume's a problem.
There's some effects in there.
The effects are rough.
Yeah. Whereas I don't think that's an issue with 89 Batman for some reason. Well, it's all practical effects. So. Like, I love the miniatures of Gotham City in this movie.
I do too.
The matte paintings and stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many I love the script. Like, I love, like, it's just one-liner after one-liner after one. Like, well, all of Nicholson's stuff.
It's just very, very tight, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, oh, yeah. It, like, you know, you don't have any downtime in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah.
And that great Prince soundtrack.
It, I'm not joking. I love that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Bad Dance? Are you kidding?
All right. Number 8, we have got Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep.
I mean,
I think it's great.
This is a really good movie. Spider-Man Homecoming. Really great. This is the closest the MCU has gotten so far to a street level Spider-Man. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is wonderful.
I think there's something great about, like, he does, it takes him forever.
Yeah.
To, like, be accepted as anything other than just a kid who, like, needs to be protected.
Mm-hmm. Boy, let me tell you, if I thought Mysterio, it was a miracle they made Mysterio work.
Yeah, Vulture.
Making the Vulture work, holy shit.
It helps that it's Michael Keaton.
And yeah.
Michael Keaton is amazing in this movie.
Yeah.
His scene with Tom Holland in that car.
Chilling.
Is like amazing shit. Yeah. Like, that's as good as superhero movies get.
I'm like so excited we're getting more of him, even though it's going to be in Morbius.
Morbius, yeah.
But he might be in other stuff too. Who knows?
I hope so. Yeah, I love Homecoming. I think it's...
This doesn't have a spectacular action sequence in it, I think.
I think the boat sequence is good, but the boat sequence, it's barely action. It's more of like just...
Trying to just...
Save people.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But it's hard. Like, what do you do? Like, Vulture is like, he can fly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... I think it's smart the way they do it, though.
Yeah.
It's like bringing in like the tank from like the invasion.
Yeah. It's easy to forget now. We were coming off the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah.
Which are terrible.
Dog shit.
So.
Yeah.
Poor Andrew Garfield, right?
Great Spider-Man.
That guy's a great Spider-Man. Yeah. And really, really.
It really shows it in No Way Home.
Like, yeah. Yeah. All right. Next up, Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah.
I mean,
just the animated. You could almost just put the animated series there.
Yeah,
that's what we mean.
Yeah, Batman Returns, which we also just talked about.
Love it.
Yeah,
great shit.
Number 6, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that's at number 5.
So we're at number 5.
Yes, we're at number 5. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Wonderful.
Fantastic movie. Yeah.
Best animated superhero movie ever, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really good. I'm really looking forward to the sequels.
Way better than it had any right to, like, than I was expecting it to
be. Yeah. Well, I went into this movie after the hype.
Right.
And I was like, man, fuck this movie.
Right.
Like, this is that good. And it was.
It's good. So good.
Yeah. It takes me a few minutes to get used to the animation because it is kind of striking.
Yeah.
But. You know, after that, it's amazing.
Anyway, sorry, there's a test of the emergency broadcast network.
We're fine, though.
Yeah, no problems. All right, number 3, The Batman.
Okay.
Which we just talked about. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Recency biases aside, I think this will only go up.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so good. Like, I saw the trailers this movie. I'm like, fuck, she looks terrible.
Right.
Like, I'm worried about this, but she is great, man.
Their chemistry?
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. There is a scene where he's walking her through or telling her what to do, and she's chewing gum the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the coolest an actress has ever been. Like, she just could not give a fuck.
That scene where they sneak into that mansion, though?
Yeah.
And they're trying to avoid the cops or whatever. And he's just like holding her up against like, man, there's something there. That's fun. I hope she comes back for the next one. Cause
sure.
Also, we didn't mention Colin Farrell. There's a lot
shit.
Colin Farrell, Jeffrey Wright. Like,
they're all great. Like, Colin Farrell's unrecognizable.
Colin Farrell and Jeffrey Wright are both getting spinoff HBO Max series.
Well, they should.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Colin Farrell's Penguin, like,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
the way he turns on Carl. Well, I won't
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me shut up.
God, I fucking love it though. Like, just every scene he's got that accent that's so over the top.
The way he screams, yeah. I didn't shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point is just great shit. But anyway.
I got you! Like, yeah. I love him.
He's unhinged. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. All right. Number two, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah. Which,
yeah, I love this movie.
I mean, this movie's perfect almost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The best death scene in any superhero movie ever,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. It's perfect. I love. We talked about this, haven't we?
On the last episode.
Yeah.
On the last episode, 3 months
ago. Well, that's fair.
But we absolutely love this movie. Like, it's everything that Spider-Verse is to mm-hmm. me, but it has history with us. So, like, because we've been growing up watching these Spider-Men. So. And Andrew Garfield gets to fucking shine, and it establishes that Doc Ock and Green Goblin are the best two Spider-Man villains ever.
Without question.
Like in any movies, like,
yeah.
And they fucking bring it.
They are awesome.
Yeah. Defoe and Molina, man. Like,
yeah.
Just wonderful.
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Like, you know, I never realized he shows up in that outfit. There's an action figure where Pete's just in like a brown coat and a, you know, regular shirt.
We skipped a movie.
Did we?
Yeah.
What did we skip? Oh, we skipped Spider-Man 2. God damn it. Spider-Man 2 is at number four. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Wow. How did we do that?
I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking.
We're terrible at this. Guys, it's been a while. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're rusty.
Yeah. Number four, Spider-Man 2.
We talked about Spider-Man 2 recently, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's great.
Yeah. I adore it. I rewatched it. Like, I had grown in my mind a kind of negative spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I hadn't watched it in so long, and I had been getting these new Spider-Man movies,
right, which are all fun,
which like, nonstop. And fun. I went back and watched this. Man, this movie floors me. I love this movie so much.
Yeah.
God, when Doc Ock is stealing those gold doubloons, it's so good.
I will say that this movie gets heavy for me.
Yeah.
They beat the fuck out of Spider-Man emotionally, and it's a bit much for me personally.
I love it. Like, God, that's Spider-Man.
I know it's Spider-Man, but like,
it's one step forward, two steps back.
There's stuff like that in No Way Home, but it doesn't make you feel like that.
Really?
Because
the ending sure makes me feel like
It doesn't make me feel the same way this one does, where it's just like the passion of Spider-Man. Like, it's like,
well, come on.
They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to, like, Mary Jane hates you and your aunt's going to lose her house.
But he has
and,
a like, redemption arc.
I know, I know. Like, he does. And let me tell you, I cry like a baby at the end of this fucking movie. Go get him, Tiger. Kills me every time. Like, man, there's some really, really great stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that carries it forward for me. Sure. Also, this movie has incredible action sequences still.
Yeah. Doc Ock's the best Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is getting us back to No Way Home.
Yeah.
Proven right.
Yeah. Does it like. Defoe shows out in this movie.
Defoe only shows out because of how good Doc Ock is at being both. Evil and
good, right?
Because when they fix Doc Ock,
yeah, I know,
he's amazing too. But, he becomes part of the team. Like
Defoe, holy shit,
Defoe's like, amazing,
full on evil, and it's
Defoe so really good. Doesn't have a redemption.
No, he doesn't.
It's great.
I love it.
Yeah,
but that's the Green Goblin, right? Green Goblin shouldn't be redeemed, like
right,
like the Joker. So
yeah, I mean, you're right.
Speaking of the Joker, number one, The Dark Knight.
I thought you were going to say Joker.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we just talked about like the you know, best right. superhero movie.
Individual matchups. Here we go. Mask of the Phantasm versus Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, God damn.
That's tough.
Like, you showed me these earlier, and I still don't know which way I'm going. I think probably Into the Spider-Verse, since earlier we said it's the best animated superhero movie.
Yes, and I agree with that. I think emotionally it just works just a little bit.
Yeah.
Mask of the Phantasm is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit of a step up from a TV movie. And like, you know what I mean?
In some of course. Yeah. But, I mean, that's to be expected.
Sure.
because it was a TV show.
Right. I think there's something about, there's a little bit more of a spark with Into the Spider-Verse.
I agree.
Yeah. Batman Returns versus Far From Home. We got the number twos in these series.
Batman Returns, I think, takes this one.
Yeah.
I just think it's a better movie.
Yeah. And it's a little, I just love how weird it is.
Yeah, it's weirder. And...
All right. The Batman versus Homecoming. We got some year ones.
This is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared of recency bias.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not. I'm going to call the Batman on this one.
Batman might be just, it's just better.
Yeah.
I love Homecoming, but like, if you're looking at stakes,
right,
and like quality of like stuff in it, right, I think the Batman's probably better.
I think Homecoming, look, I love it. I really love it. Feels slight, maybe? Like, just the stakes are a little slighter. Like,
that's fair.
You know? Yeah. You know, in the end, it's like, okay, is the stuff going to get stolen?
Thing, well, the only thing he loses is his possible girlfriend.
Right. Yeah. You like, know? That's the thing, right?
And, I mean...
And that's... it's great. It shows how important that is to Peter at that time, because he's...
Of course.
...in high school. So, that is like life or death or whatever.
Sure. And, like, well, the discussion. Suit as well, but...
Yeah. But, yes.
I'll give it to the Batman.
All right.
So, that's 2-1, right?
So far, yes. Here we go. Batman versus Spider-Man 2.
The original Batman.
Yes. 89 Batman versus Spider-Man 2.
Oh, goddamn. I'd probably give it to Spider-Man 2.
Yes. I think so.
But just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Batman 89, that's your first movie.
I love it. It holds a special place in my heart.
Right.
Like, Spider-Man 2, I'm just going on quality of movie, not like my personal preferences. So...
And then the final matchup here. So we got 2-2. Final matchup here. Dark Knight versus No Way Home.
Well, that's not fair.
Sure.
Because we said earlier
the Dark Knight was the best comic book movie of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
I have to give it to the Dark Knight.
Yeah, that holds up here. And that is going against a fantastic fucking Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Where does No Way Home rank for you in your MCU?
MCU?
Yeah.
I haven't sat down.
Yeah.
It's close to one.
Sure.
I will say that.
It's tough. I mean, look, Endgame's a really great movie.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
We didn't give the score of the...
29-26 was the...
Batman wins.
Yeah. And then Batman wins 3-2 on the individual match.
So basically what happened, Spider-Man was trying to defeat Batman,
uh-huh,
and somebody was falling.
Right. Sure.
And like he like shoots a web, grabs that person that's falling.
Yeah.
And Batman cuts the web and punches him, knowing that Spider-Man would then shoot another web and save that person. Sure. And Batman gets away. And technically wins.
Technically wins?
Yeah.
I mean, he probably knocks him out with the one punch.
One punch, you think, knocks
Batman. I mean, that's how Batman rules.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
First of all, Batman probably could have saved that guy, too. Because he's.
I mean, he could have.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sure. Batman can be an ass.
Just in Zack Snyder movies, really.
Sure. Okay. All right.
All right.
We did it.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're still going to try to do our top 10 movies of 2021, I think.
Sure.
At some point. Maybe just a bonus episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome, though.
All right.
We got some ideas for maybe a draft. Maybe a... Might be fun.
What was
the... Sword and Sorcery, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Maybe do that as a draft, possibly. I think that would be fun.
All right.
All right. Until next time. Oh, wait. Where are they going to find us on the web?
They can find us at genresquad.com.
Yeah.
They can find us on Instagram at genresquad, on Facebook at just genresquad. Mm-hmm. And
Twitter.
Twitter.
That's what I meant.
At genresquad.
I think we do have an Instagram, but there's nothing on it.
Yeah. Also, the email, genresquad@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You can find all our old episodes on genresquad.com. And then you can find us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
and
Spotify.
Yeah. Wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Sean.
Goodbye.
That was a good one, yeah.